Peabody Energy's senior leaders recently recommended it file for bankruptcy. If the coal giant goes under, it would be the latest in a string of major producers filing for bankruptcy. But if you drive through one of the country's most productive coal regions, Wyoming's Powder River Basin, dynamite blasts still shake the earth, and miners and gigantic trucks are still scooping up coal. So what does bankruptcy actually mean on the ground? Our Inside Energy reporter Lee Patterson has more.
Bankruptcy does not mean that a business just shuts down. And as we've heard from Donald Trump, who owns a few companies that have filed for bankruptcy, it happens all the time.
Out of hundreds of deals that I've done, hundreds, on four occasions, I've taken advantage of the laws of this country, like other people. I'm not going to.
Last year, nearly 25,000 businesses filed for bankruptcy in the U.S. Many of them filed for Chapter 11. In Chapter 11 bankruptcy, a company comes up with a reorganization plan that allows it to stay alive and pay back some of its debts over time. But that doesn't mean it's just business as usual. There are lots of different ways to work through the process, but one thing companies often do is cut jobs.
It's a common story here in eastern Kentucky. The coal industry continues to see round after round of layoffs.
This TV news report about potential cuts at Alpha Natural Resources is from July, just weeks before the company declared bankruptcy. According to data from S&P Global Market Intelligence, Central Appalachia lost around 19% of its coal mining jobs last year. In Wyoming, the drop was a lot smaller, just 1.5%. But coal's financial struggles do have a wide reach in the state. Recent data shows that around 40% of the coal produced in Wyoming was mined by a company in bankruptcy.
I'm very worried about what's going to happen.
That's Gene Wagner, a former miner who lives in Gillette, Wyoming.
Because coal mining has done a lot for the communities, and it's done a lot for the people that work at them.
Although Wyoming hasn't been hit with major layoffs, Gene Wagner's worry is real. Wyoming mines are still churning out coal, like this one, owned by bankrupt Alpha Natural Resources, but they're churning out less of it. Production is down in the state by 14% since 2011, and revenues from that production are down too. And then there's another impact to worry about, cuts to retiree benefits like medical and life insurance.
When it comes to bankruptcy, the ones that lose the most are the workers and the retirees.
That's Cecil Roberts. He is the union president of the United Mine Workers of America. Roberts was arrested a few years ago at a protest in West Virginia. Crowds gathered to demonstrate against Patriot Coal, a spinoff of Peabody Energy, because the company was trying to reduce benefits for thousands of unionized workers. After many rounds of complicated negotiations, Patriot's estimated $1.3 billion in benefits were reduced to a pool of just $400 million to fund future health care costs. A similar scenario is now playing out with Alpha Natural Resources. The company has asked a judge for permission to cut medical and life insurance for nearly 5,000 non-union retirees. In court documents, the company refers to this $125 million liability as a, quote, financial burden, and getting rid of it would, quote, enhance the debtor's prospects of a successful reorganization. But Cecil Roberts points out that a successful reorganization is not a sure thing.
There's a strong possibility, and we'll see how it ends up. But Alpha Natural Resources could very well cease to exist themselves.
According to a bankruptcy database run by UCLA, since the year 2000, 36% of large public companies have not emerged from bankruptcy. And the uncertainty doesn't end there.
I think there's a very significant potential problem and risk to the taxpayer with the pretty high-profile bankruptcies that have taken place recently with coal companies.
That was Sally Jewell, the Interior Secretary, at a recent Senate hearing answering questions about mine cleanup. And that brings us to the final impact of going under, in this story anyway, coal mine reclamation costs. Major bankrupt coal companies in Wyoming have hundreds of millions of dollars in cleanup liabilities on their books. These are among the many debts being dealt with in bankruptcy court. And ultimately, the hope is that the companies will emerge from bankruptcy and be able to put up assurances like cash or surety bonds for those reclamation responsibilities. And that's the thing. Although bankruptcy can impact coal communities, many really want companies to make it through alive, because shutting down completely could be even worse. And that's the outcome Pat Sweeney is hoping for. He's advocated for Western land issues for over 40 years.
I mean, from our point of view, we want coal companies that continue to operate because a viable coal company is the one who's the best at reclaiming the land.
Negotiations are ongoing between bankrupt coal companies and their creditors over which debts will be paid back, by how much, and in what order. But at least in one recent case, there's a bill that will likely be paid. In January, a bankruptcy judge approved up to $12 million in bonuses for executives at Alpha Natural Resources. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.